With Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and former Senator John Edwards the leading vote-getters in the Democratic primaries, many U.S. Senate Democrats are delaying endorsements. Russ Feingold says he's working on a voting rights bill with Senator Obama, but hasn't backed him for president.
I have not endorsed, but I really like him, and I really like Senator Clinton.
And do you plan to endorse it?
Probably not, yeah. But, you know, the option's always there.
Senator Herb Cole says he wants to see what the Democratic field is like after the Super Tuesday primaries or caucuses in 24 states on February 5th, and then maybe get behind someone before the February 19th primary in Wisconsin. But Cole says he's not sure endorsements for president matter all that much with voters.
Maybe at levels of elections where they don't know the candidates very well, they may listen to what people who are more directly involved say and think about candidates. But when it comes to a presidential primary, people are involved, they pay attention, they have their sense of who they like and why.
Cole says he's looking for a Democratic candidate for president who has vision, a level of experience, the ability to get things done, and a desire to change how business is done in Washington. He says the most important thing is to elect someone who will energize the Democratic process and the nation. While Cole and Feingold won't endorse a candidate, at least for now, past practice has shown the eventual Democratic nominee is likely to campaign with the two senators in Wisconsin this summer and fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.